Our reading is from the Gospel of St. Mark, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 19. Again he entered a synagogue, and a man was there with a withered hand. And they watched Jesus to see whether he would heal him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. And he said to the man with the withered hand, "Come here." And he said to them, "Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do harm, to save life or to kill?" But they were silent, and he looked around at them with anger, grieved at their hardness of heart, and said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately held counsel with the Herodians against him, how to destroy him. Jesus withdrew with his disciples to the sea, and a great crowd followed from Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem and Idumea and from beyond the Jordan and from around Tyre and Sidon. When the great crowd heard all that he was doing, they came to him, and he told his disciples to have a boat ready for him because of the crowd, lest they crush him, for he had healed many, so that all who had diseases pressed around him to touch him. And whenever the unclean spirits saw him, they fell down before him and cried out, "You are the Son of God!" And he strictly ordered them not to make him known. And he went up on the mountain and called to him those whom he desired, and they came to him. And he appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, so that they might be with him, and he might send them out to preach and have authority to cast out demons. He appointed the 12, Simon, to whom he gave the name Peter, James the son of Zebedee, and John the brother of James, to whom he gave the name Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder, Andrew, and Philip, and Bartholomew, and Matthew, and Thomas, and James the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, and Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Ronald Stevens, Holy Trinity Lutheran Church, Garfield, New Jersey.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The man's hand was withered. He bore in his body a visible, concrete, and physical manifestation of the curse. He was broken and could not hide it. He was broken and everybody knew it. He could do nothing for himself. Are you any different? Your hand may not be withered, but your heart and mind certainly are. They are withered with sin. They are broken, and though you may be able to hide it from men, you cannot from God. You are broken and can do nothing to save yourself. You are broken and condemned to hell. Repent. Your love for God is withered, and so also then is your love for your neighbor. You withhold love and mercy from him. You plot and scheme against him. Your only concern is proving yourself better than him, proving yourself right, exalting yourself. Withered and dead love for your neighbor is simply proof that your love and trust in God is dead. It is proof that you have no faith. Repent. And if you have no faith, upon what do you rely? On your own works and merits? On power, prestige, honor, and respect? What of Jesus and his word? What of Jesus and his cross? All you have is contempt and disdain for him and his good gifts. Repent. Your heart and mind are withered with sin. Your own works and merits, the praises and admiration of men, will not last. They will not save you. Repent. Yet Jesus is merciful and gracious. He comes to forgive sin. He comes to restore what sin has destroyed. He heals the man's withered hand with simply a word, and his enemies immediately begin to plot and conspire his destruction. And that is your hope and joy. That is why Jesus has taken on flesh of your flesh and bone of your bone. He has come to bear your sin, your unbelief, your hardness of heart, your burdens, your brokenness, your witheredness, upon the holy cross. He goes gladly to the cross, for he loves you. Thus are you reconciled to the Father. You are restored and made whole. The Spirit has been poured out upon you, planting you in the pierced side of Jesus. And Jesus still heals great crowds from every tribe, language, and nation. Jesus heals you through a word and a touch. He has joined his word to water and washes you clean, forgiving your sins and clothing you in his righteousness. Jesus lays his hands upon your head, speaks his word, and puts your sins as far away as the east is from the west in the holy absolution. He joins his word to bread and wine, and feeds you with his own true body and blood, crucified and risen again, for the forgiveness of your sins and the strengthening and preservation of your faith. And so you receive a new name. Gone is the name of sinner, of enemy, of condemned. Jesus places the triune name of God upon you in water and word. He names you with his own name. He now calls you beloved, heir, child, and friend. But so also do you receive a new heart. For as Jesus refreshes you in the Holy Communion, not only does he strengthen you in faith toward him, but also in fervent love for one another. You love and serve your neighbor in perfect self-sacrificing love. And this is not something you do to please God or earn his favor. It is not even something you do, but it is Christ Jesus who dwells in you, who abides in you in his body and blood. So do not think yourself one untimely born. Do not think that you missed out on Jesus' good gifts and presence. For he continues his ministry among you even this day in the men he calls to himself, ordaining and sending them to you as pastors. Through your pastor, Jesus still heals every disease of your sin, casts out demons by water and the word, feeds you with his body and blood, and preaches to you the good news of his cross. Jesus has not abandoned you. As you set your face toward Jerusalem this Lenten season, take heart. Jesus goes to war with the devil on your behalf. He goes to bear the withering accusations of the law in your place. He goes to die, that you may live. And by his death, you are healed and restored, not because you earned it or deserve it, but because Jesus is gracious and merciful, because Jesus loves you. Journey to the cross, then, by feasting upon the crucified and risen body and blood of Jesus. Eat, drink, and be made well. Eat, drink, and receive in Jesus' flesh and blood the token, pledge, and seal of your own resurrection. Eat and drink, and Jesus will give you rest and peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We thank Pastor Ronald Stevens from Holy Trinity Lutheran Church, Garfield, New Jersey, for today's meditation on God's Word.